The MS Fitness Challenge Podcast, your source for the best, most inspiring, and up-to-date information concerning all things related to MS, fitness, and health. This is Stephen Gloss, your host, an MS warrior trainer and fitness advocate. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people with MS and fitness professionals worldwide in an effort to educate and train them in the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset. Together, we can win the battle against multiple sclerosis. This is episode number 18. So without further ado, let's get to introducing today's special guest. He's from the Netherlands and just set a world record for para rowing. He's also an avid obstacle course and CrossFit competitor. Having been diagnosed with MS for over 5 years, he's showing the world what it means to be a true MS warrior. The MS Fitness Challenge Podcast would like to introduce Johan Van Etten to the show. Johan, it is such an honor to speak with you today. How are you doing, bud?
Yeah, hello. I'm great today.
So what's life like out there for you in the Netherlands? Is the COVID, the coronavirus, is that impacting you over there as well?
Yeah, for me, it's not really got a very big impact, but it's also over here. But it seems like it's going on its way back now here.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Hopefully it appears that across the globe it's getting a little bit better everywhere right now. So that's really good news.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Johan, can you start us out by telling us about your diagnosis story with MS? When did you begin to realize that there was something wrong with your body? Did it happen really fast or did it kind of take a long time?
It was going really fast for me. Yeah, for many years I have some symptoms, but I didn't realize it was MS or something. I think it starts somewhere around the mid January 2015.
Okay.
I was wake up in the morning and I was missing a big part of what I was seeing. First thing I was thinking, it's about stress. I was tired, working a lot, and I thought that was the problem.
Right.
But after 2 weeks, it was still gone. And wow. My colleagues asked me, well, why don't you go to a doctor or something? And probably it's something else. In February 2015, at the beginning, I was going to a doctor. And they sent me directly to the hospital. And I think a few days later, I was in the hospital first. I don't know exactly how I need to call it in English, but it's a doctor that's just looking to your eyes.
Okay. Because optologist is what we would call that.
Yep. Yes. Okay. Because the problem was my eyes. I didn't saw anything. But that doctor didn't saw anything on my eyes. Everything looks good.
And, right.
She was a bit worried about that because during all the tests, she saw that I didn't saw a big part of what I need to see, but she didn't find anything what's wrong with my eyes. She sent me to a
neurologist. Yep.
Yes. To do some more checks. And I think the next day I was in an MRI scanner.
Right.
To check my brains and things like that. And that was on Friday. And on Monday I get the results of that. That was pretty fast.
Wow.
And it was a little bit a mess in my brain. with a lot of spots in it. And it was very active. And yes, he was very fast and it was very clear it was MS, and
right,
with old spots, new ones, active ones, everything was there. Wow. Yeah, and from that moment my life is a mess. you need to change a lot of things from
right.
That moment.
So how else has the disease impacted you? Have you been able to make a full recovery with your eyes, or did you have other symptoms that started to progress? Like how do you deal with MS right now?
Well, I still got problems with my eyes, but it's not all the time. normally when I'm just rested and not stressed, then I have no problems.
Right.
But when I'm getting tired or I get stressed, then the first thing, what's happened, that is that, my eyes are giving problems.
Right. Do you have any issues with some, like maybe your legs or fatigue or anything like that?
Well, a bit, not very much, but
that's good.
I lost a bit of strength on my left side. I can do everything what I want, but when I'm doing CrossFit and I need to do kettlebell swings on an easy exercise, then when I swing the kettlebell, then I'm feeling that on the left side and my left hand and my left leg is less strength.
Right.
That sometimes it's challenging to keep holding the kettlebell.
It can get a little dangerous, probably.
Yes, very dangerous.
So, Johan, what initially drew you to start doing para rowing? I mean, you have a world record with it. Why do you enjoy doing that exercise so much?
Yeah, that starts also in 2015. A friend of mine asked me if I want to compete at the Invictus Games in Orlando in 2016.
Oh, that's cool.
And at that moment, I was running a lot, but everything under the half marathon was just a warming up. And over there, they only did 100 meters and things like that. But that was nothing for me. And there was somebody that tells me, maybe you need to try to row. Yeah, and over there, it started.
Wow, that's so cool.
With just a 4 minutes row. And with a lot of trainings, I set in 2018 my first world record at the 100K indoor rowing.
Wow.
That was almost 9 hours of rowing.
Yeah, at what point did you decide, I'm going to try and set a world record for para rowing? Like, what was your mindset going into that? And what was the training for that like?
Yeah, well, the trainings for this kind of distances are terrible. you have trainings for 2-3 hours sometimes.
Wow, and,
it just rowing. And rowing
just over
rowing,
and over and rowing. Over.
And doing that, I think you know it. When you're going to cycling, it's also for a lot of hours.
I can relate with my Ironman training. Everything I do now is, especially I'm 3 months away, like everything is at least 2 hours every time I go.
Yeah, only the positive thing for you is you're seeing every time something else.
Right, you're just rowing.
I had evenings, I'm just looking 3 hours to the door of my garage. It's just a white door.
Wow.
For 3 hours or something. And that's really tough to get mentally in that state that you can keep going.
Yeah. Do you get symptomatic? Does your MS flare up when you work out?
Well, I'm at the beginning, I had a lot of problems with it, but I was not taking my trainings, maybe not so serious that I was going all the way all the time.
Right.
And then I'm going asking too much for my body, and then I got the symptoms, problems with my eyes, with my hands, everything. And now I'm training a lot of in heart rate zones, and most of the times it's somewhere between around 80% or something.
Okay.
And when I'm staying over there, then it's going good, and I can keep that for a long time.
Right. Well, yeah, can you talk to us about the actual world record you just set? Was there a point during that you wanted to quit? Did your MS try and get in the way?
From the 100K or the 24 hours?
I guess the 24 hours.
Well, I don't think moment I wanted to quit was around 6-7 hours I was rowing. I got a lot of headaches and things like that. And I was drinking a lot of water and stuff like that.
So I'm curious, when you row for 24 hours, what do you do about like the bathroom and trying to eat and all of that? I'm just curious.
You can stop every moment you want. Officially, the 24 hours, what you need to do is row every hour.
Okay.
Only if you say, I have rowed 24 hours, and they ask you, how much distance did you do? And you say, I'm just rowing 20K. yeah, then it's not really a challenge.
So what would you say, which one was harder, the 24 hours or the 100K?
The 100K.
Yeah. Well, why was that speed, so?
The speed was much higher.
Yeah.
Growing very quickly. My rest moments were very short. At that moment, I was, just quick, drink some water, eat some bananas, and we going on.
Right. And how long did it take? About 9 hours?
That was just 9 hours.
Wow. That's incredible.
And for the 24 hours, I took much more rest. Yeah, I need to eat also and things like that.
Right. That's amazing. So,
yeah.
How do you manage to get through then the bad days of your MS?
Yeah. How do I don't know. I'm just keep going and then trying to just live my life. And I know if I just sleep at night and get some good rest,
right,
then I don't have very much bad days. If you have children, you know it when they wake up at night or something.
Right. Then
I'm really tired during the day, and then it's a day no sporting or things like that. But take some rest at the bad days, and when it's possible, go for it.
It sounds like you've really done a great job of being able to listen to and understand how your body works now with MS, and that's
Well, it was a hard lesson years to learn to listen to your body. And I think that's also the same with rowing 100K or 24 hours or things like that. When you listen to your body, you can do it.
Right.
Well, and a lot of training, but you all the time you need to listen to your body. And if you listen to the body and work with that science that it gives you, then it makes your life a lot easier.
Yeah, I had to learn that the hard way too early on in my Ironman training. I would always try and follow training schedules for people who don't have MS, and it didn't work. I just was pushing my body too far and was always having really bad days. So it's just like you said, it's being patient, understanding your body, and knowing when it's time to go, you push, and when it's time to back off, you really have to be disciplined and really take that rest.
Yeah, and really take some rest, and that will help you.
Yeah.
I think the same is for me. I'm in the para rowing. You have three categories, PR1, 2, and 3.
Right.
And you're in one of that groups, and I am in a PR3, and that's just rowing with your whole body. That's right. All. So I need to row to blind athletes. It's for me, it's very hard to beat them, but it's also really fun to beat them.
Yeah, I bet.
But they have a totally different disability than me. And right.
That's amazing. Well, what does your diet and nutrition look like, Johan? Did you make any adjustments to that after you got diagnosed?
I have no special diet or things like that. I'm almost eating everything, dead or alive. sometimes I'm going to eat some fast food. That's no problem. But I know when I'm eating fast food, you're feeling horrible after, and you don't get any energy from it. Because I try to eat healthy vegetables, things like that. But there is no special diet.
I'm a firm believer that what we put into our bodies, it sort of works like fuel. If we put in good, we get good out. If we put in garbage, we're going to get garbage, right? Yeah.
Well, sometimes I'm feeling better with a bit of hungry. that I put a lot of garbage, that then I feel so horrible. That's
right. Got to learn that lesson fast too, right?
Yeah, you learn all the things during you doing it.
How much of a difference has fitness and rowing had on your life with MS? Like, what impact has that made?
That's a good question. I was also doing a lot of sport before I get diagnosed, but after my diagnosis, I got learned how to listen to my body. Right. And that's the big difference, I think. Before, I was Before I got diagnosed, I was running a lot, doing OCRs, obstacle runs, and things like that.
Yeah.
And I was, I think sometimes 3 times a week, I was running 30K a day or something.
Wow.
And
wow.
I was just running. And now I'm, they learned me, and that's, they learned me that at the Invictus Games and the way to it. How to listen to my body and mm-hmm. how to train on your heart rate and things like that to get, you get more results with less training.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's something that, that I'm interested to learn more about it. If you have just maybe a little bit of time to talk about, how did you learn about heart rate training and what is the goal with that?
Yes. During my my journey at the Invictus Games, they had a company that's working with a system with heart rates and zones and things like that. And from that moment, they learned me a lot of it from the guys over there. They told me a lot about which zone you can train and what happened with your body when you're training in that zone. And wow. it's not a problem to get sometimes going in the red zone and hit the 100% of your heart rate. That's no problem for just once a month or twice a month or something, not right. every day.
Yeah.
And they learned me a lot of it. And yeah, and Google learned you a lot. Yeah, yeah, just search to it and try to find out from which website you can learn.
And yeah. And so did you notice a difference when you started listening to that?
Yeah, you see the difference directly.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, well, Johan, what are you going to do next? I mean, you've set 2 world records now, right? What's the next big goal that's in front of you that you want to conquer?
I don't know. for now, I'm still recovering for my 24 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
And I need to promise to don't do crazy anymore this year. but I think it's still fun to do the Concept 2 Ironman, to do that next year, or do 100K on the ski erg.
Wow, yeah.
That's still fun to do.
Yeah. Well, I have no doubt that you'll be able to be able to accomplish that. What were you going to say?
Yeah, probably there will some new crazy things next year or something, or later this year.
Yeah. Have you noticed, or do you have more people starting to pay attention to you? Are you starting to grow a following?
Well, I don't pay very much attention about this 24 hours, but you get a lot of reactions about on it. And yeah, a lot of people with MS that asking, how do you do that?
Right.
And they think you can train for that in 2-3 weeks and you can do something like that, that they don't understand that it's training for many years to
right
before your body can do things like this.
Yeah, that's a really great point. But it's got to be really encouraging. I know it is for me, just to be able to see somebody with MS like you be able to do things like that. That's inspiring to me, and I thank you for that, Johan. That's great.
Yeah, the most important thing is have fun in what you're doing.
There you go.
If you want to do running or CrossFit or playing football, I don't care. Just have fun.
Right. So what is your advice then, since you're a world record rower, what's your advice to those maybe interested in trying rowing, maybe for the first time? What if they don't know how to do it or get started? What's your advice?
Yeah, I think the biggest advice is what we just heard about, training with heart rate zones and having fun.
And having fun. I love it. Well, Johan, I thank you so much for taking the time to, I mean, there's a big time difference between our time zones. So I really thank you for taking the time to be on today's show to share some insights about your incredible MS journey, just your just awesome accomplishment with pararowing. I can't wait to see what you're going to do next. I'm sure you'll come up with some crazy stuff to do next year. And I will be sure to continue watching you, because it's going to be an exciting journey. With that, do you have any closing comments, Johan?
Thank you. Thank you for this interview. It was amazing. And we will see what's happened next, what crazy challenge we're going to do. If somebody knows something, let me know, and we are going to do it.
Awesome. Yeah, well, maybe I'll take a poll. We'll see what we can come up with.
We will see.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Remember, new episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast are available for download every Saturday on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way you can help support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. The more people we can reach, the greater the impact we can have. As we close out, remember to check out msfitnesschallenge.com and dig into all the great resources we have for you. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and be sure to get plugged into the MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group. The group is as active as ever and will give you the chance to get integrated to a motivated cast of dedicated MS Warriors. To all those listening, to all our MS Warriors, thank you. Don't give up the fight. Keep pressing, keep striving, and conquer MS.